Welcome to the Ohana Life Podcast. In this episode, I speak with Jocelyn Colombe about biomats. We currently have one in the studio that the students are able to use at any time, either before or after class. And sometimes I've had people use them just during off hours for whatever condition that they have. And I just want people to know more about this device. It is a medical device. We have them here in our homes, and they just are a great preventative maintenance tool. And so we talk a lot about it. There's quite a bit of information, and I will definitely include the website so you can research further all the aspects of this particular mat. But I do hope you enjoy it because there is a lot packed into this one episode. All right. Thank you. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hey, hi, Lisa.
Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's great to hear your voice.
I know. You're living far away from me, but I can still enjoy you from afar. So I wanted to talk about biomats today. I do have one at the studio, and we have them here in my home personally. So I thought you are my guru to the biomat world. Is there any way that you could just tell people a little bit about yourself, your background, and your history?
Sure. So I have lots of different connections. I was trained as a registered nurse and then became a nurse practitioner in newborn intensive care. And intensive care is intensive when you're dealing with, 1 pound baby. And as I had my own children, I have two grown sons. My internal workings began to change and compounded by 5 months of bed rest with my second pregnancy, which actually led me to yoga. In 1995, I began practicing yoga and began teaching yoga, different facets of yoga, through Kapalu. And because of my background, both in baby care and family care, I began also to teach mommy and baby yoga, but also pregnancy yoga. And as I practiced yoga, as you know, it's, the union, the body and the mind, I began to explore energy medicine and was trained in many different modalities, from therapeutic touch, where a lot of nurses were in, and I became a Reiki master, did a lot of attunements. Theta healing brought me into the world of beliefs, which Bruce Lipton is very much into these days, and how we can actually master our genetics. We don't have to fall for the family genetics, and it's all about beliefs. Then reconnective healing and so on and so forth. And I was teaching parents infant massage. And as I explored all of these things, became more aware of nutrition and how the world of medicine and hospital started to not make sense to me. And it came through my ordering vaccination on these brand new babies. And a nurse saying there's a problem with this family, where I realized deep down inside, without having all the knowledge, I have like 40 pages worth of information on the harms of vaccine and ingredients in vaccines and so on and so forth. And I was asking the universe for a way to leave the hospital setting, and didn't realize that my love of the biomat became that means to travel throughout the country, meet wonderful people like yourself, Lisa. And it all came synchronistically. In 2006, my youngest son was working with a therapist. He said, if you have a chance to work with my teacher. We were living in Connecticut at the time. The teacher was in Florida. We made a vacation out of it. And that's where I actually saw the biomat. And when I laid on it, because I'm sensitive to energy, I could feel all my cells vibrating. And I asked myself, what is this? And because I had a lot of students, I was teaching at, you know, in the hospital, in at a healing school. I was teaching in many different arenas, so I was well known and had a lot of students, had a lot of clients in energy medicine. And the person who sold me the biomat thought, you know, you'd be great at selling this. And I said, I don't sell things, I educate. And if it's a fit, then, you know, people are welcome, you know, to make a purchase. But my intention was to get one of these biomats because I could feel myself vibrating. What would it be like if I slept on this mat all night, which is the way that it was introduced to me? You sleep on this and, you know, your body is restored in different ways. So I was quite fascinated, but I was sort of selfish, you know, it was for me and my family. And lo and behold, people came to visit, were complaining of different things, and they wanted to know what this was. And so that's how the business started. And because I had many people in energy medicine understanding, part of this technology has crystal technology for infrared rays and negative ions, people began to purchase, and I started a team called Universal Biomat, and we have the website as such, universalbiomat.com, and became a distributorship for the manufacturer of the biomat, Richway and Fujibio. And so since 2006, I've been promoting the biomats. And to me, I've always felt, because I, without knowing anything about certain items, I tune in to see what this is from an intuitive aspect. So for me, that came first, my intuition, trusting this, you know, this device, this medical device. And secondly, was understanding the magnificence of its design. And the company has a research and development segment. They continue their research. And the biomat originally, the top portion was made of jade, because the mats were sold primarily, and the company started in 1996, so they've been around, you know, for quite some time, and they're have an excellent reputation with the product, with the repair warranty, so on and so forth. And the jade was the favorite stone of Asian people. But when the research and development segment of Richway and Fujibio found out that the amethyst crystals could carry the far infrared rays, the heat portion of this device, much deeper in the body than any other crystals, around 2005, there was a whole redesign, if you will, and it became the new and improved biomat, amethyst biomat professional set. So you have a mat where your entire body can lay on it. And then the biopillow helps to bring your nervous system into balance. We know in energy medicine and physiology, we have the central nervous system, and then two aspects of that system, the parasympathetic nervous system that helps us to relax, sleep when we're supposed to sleep and restore. And we also have the sympathetic nervous system that keeps us alert, awake, especially, you know, if there's danger, we need to have that system on alert. And yet what's happening, especially now with a lot of people being on quarantine still, there's a lot of stress So the brain needs to be balanced, send a signal to the spine, to the organs, to de-stress. Otherwise, we keep producing cortisol, and the more cortisol we produce, if it is out of balance, the body develops inflammation and taps into family history. Oftentimes, when people don't understand about the belief system that triggers the gene to turn on the family history, so then, you know, people have all kinds of issues like high blood pressure, and then chronic diseases that is on the rise. So again, the biomat, I was told, was to sleep on at night. And we have this agency called the FDA that began to scrutinize the company. This was many years ago when a book came out, The Fourth Treatment for Medical Refugees, and that dealt with a physician in Japan who had worked with clients that were told by the medical system, you've already had surgery, chemo, radiation, chemo, 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 your body can't take it anymore, go home to die. And they came knocking on his clinic door to see if he could do something, and he began to look at the research. And we've known in medicine, or at least it was written in an article back in the 1950s, that far infrared rays, when they were aimed at cancer cells in a petri dish, these abnormal cells died. The issue was that, you know, back then we didn't have sophisticated devices like we have today. And this physician, finding out about far infrared rays, began to use far infrared ray domes, far infrared ray saunas, and he was not getting the results that he was looking for, because a lot of these patients had metastasis already, and they were quite debilitated. And so it wasn't until he found the biomat and began to sandwich people, where they laid on a larger mat called a professional biomat, their head on a pillow, and then put the mini mat across their belly. And that became what we call the sandwich method, that is used for cancer patients and also for those of us that want to maintain health, because we are moving into self-health care. For someone to go to a physician once a year, and spend 15 minutes for their physicians and expecting that physician to understand their body from what they ingested, their relationship, their exercise, or lack of exercise, to encapsulate their entire life and give them a clean bill of health in 15 minutes is outrageous. So we have to learn how to take care of ourselves. And to me, every household needs a biomat, because it'll help to reset your body, reset your brain, so that the pituitary gland, which is the master gland, can then dictate to all the other glands while you're sleeping, it's time to reset, it's time to recover, especially that cortisol level needs to be kept in check, so that we stay away from high blood pressure, where the heart is forcing the blood to go through all the organs. So it's a lot of work, you know, on the body, and it damages the vessels. So now that I mentioned the FDA, I want to give a disclaimer. So everything that I speak of today, all the resources that I speak of and also found on universalbiomed.com are not intended to cure, diagnose, or treat medical conditions, nor are they intended to substitute for the product's user guide. And also working with a healthcare provider that understands body, mind, spirit would be my recommendation, so that they can support you in the use of this integrative medical device that is actually registered by the FDA, and rich ways which went for GBio, which went international. Also, you know, their product claim, their specific things that we are told, mandated to say about the biomat. And these are the only thing that we can say about the biomat, and I am moving outside of that arena. So the FDA allows us to say, because this is a Class 2 medical device with 510K indications, for the following uses: temporary relief of minor muscle pain, minor joint pain and stiffness, joint associated with arthritis, muscle spasms, muscle strain, sprain, minor muscular back pain, relaxation of muscles, and temporary increase of local circulation where applied. So with that said, I mentioned the book, The Fourth Treatment for Medical Refugees, for cancer patients and also for people that want to stay healthy. The book is available on our website, and it says complimentary books, click here. And simply by writing your name and email address and saying hi, you will have access to a back page and the book that you can download, and also a booklet on ions and infrared rays so you can further educate yourself. Also, there are three small studies that were done to back up some of the things that I'm saying about the biomap, where Dr. Grant, who's a pharmacist out in Toronto, no longer practices pharmacology. He wanted to get his PhD so that he could live longer than his parents. And he realized that, whoops, I'm giving medicine, and then patients are coming back to get medicine to counteract the side effects. What's going on here? So his bubble busted, and he began to learn about alternative medicine. He's also a lover of the biomat, doesn't sell the biomats, but he's done three studies showing that, yes, when you lay on the biomat 1 hour a day, every day for 3 months, he was able to show by testing the blood for cortisol, which is that stress hormone, also doing brain scan and heart scan as a baseline. 3 months later, repeated the same study, the brain scan, heart scan, and blood cortisol level. And he was able to show that there was a reduction in stress by 78%.
Wow.
That's huge. And as you continue to use the biomat, and this is as I've been working with clients and individuals like Lisa and her clients and all, the other representatives as part of Universal Biomap, getting a lot of feedback. And one of the feedback was, you know what, Justin, I'm not getting sick anymore. Cold comes around, stress comes around, the holidays, I don't get that cold anymore. What's going on? And I started to notice these things. I said, well, you know what? It's the same for me. It's the same for Jeff, my partner. And as more and more people started to share that, I said, wow, it strengthens our immune system. But the FDA, does not allow us to publish that on the website because it's not part of their 510K indications. So we go back to self-help care. When we're able to relax, and partly it's because of the amethyst. The amethyst crystals are part of really honoring the body's balancing, where it will help through the BioPillow and the mat itself bring the brainwave activity where we have more meditative state. And then as we're laying on the mat, and especially at night where there's no disruption, it's much easier for us to get into delta. And when we have a lot of delta brainwave activity, that's when the body resets itself, repairs itself from the chaos that we've had. And, chaos, whether it was disturbance of our field because of the harmful electromagnetic frequencies through the wonderful phone that we're on, the router, in our house. And now, you know, we're talking about another generation of EMFs, the 5Gs, that a lot of people are looking to talk against. So, you know, a lot of the things that are helping us with our businesses, like a phone, computer, and so on, are really challenging on the physical body. So it's instrumental for us to have means, you know, when we do yoga and then yoga off the mat, we continue our breathing. As I talk about the breathing, I've done a lot of shows promoting the Biomat, and we also had a Biomat clinic. And what I noticed with my trained eyes as a nurse practitioner working, you know, in the clinical setting for so many years in the hospital, I would notice people's breathing pattern change. And it didn't matter if they rushed in and were, you know, a few minutes late for their appointment or whatever. So they were, you know, some people were quite stressed, driving some distance to come to the clinic, or being at a show like the Hartford Women's Show that has thousands of people in a, you know, huge arena. So loud noises and everything, well, I would notice people's breathing pattern slowing down, getting deeper. And some people would walk by and say, "Why do you have mannequins there?" I said, "Those are people in a deep state of relaxation." So I started to make these connections, you know, with my clinical eyes. And then as time went on, the company developed other products like the quantum energy pad, so that this 1-inch thick biomat that has some stiffness to it because you have the crystals at the top would allow us to have an easier experience with the quantum energy pad, and it does have energy. And the amethyst cushion, which is another part, and the water unit. So lots of information so far, and
tons of information. This is a lot for people. I love how you broke everything down. I have had my biomat since 2013. I believe. So 7 years now.
Right.
Love it. We started out with just one, the professional mat. And I think, if I can remember correctly, I think I purchased it for the studio and not our home, and just thought, well, I'm at the studio every day, so I'll just lay on it there. And then quickly I was able to get the mini mat. And that was something that we kept at home for a while. And now we all have a mat that we sleep on. I personally enjoy sleeping on mine all night long, knowing that it's this preventative maintenance tool. But also I can see that when the kids feel sick or not well, they kind of merge and migrate over towards it and just want the feeling of being on it. So without having to explain anything, they just know, right? They intuitively can feel it. So let's get more into the mat, because that's the original product, correct?
Right.
So how is it made? So there's layers, and who makes the controller and who makes the layers?
Yeah, so the biomat is made of 17 layers, compacted into 1-inch thick. And we typically talk about some primary layers. So I talked a little bit about the amethyst crystals. That's the top, and it's placed in ribs. And the crystals are gemstone quality, so, you know, it's a real thing. And the company does have its own amethyst line. You know, back in the early 2000s, they bought an amethyst line, and yet it's also brought from other regions throughout the world in terms of, you know, the amount that they need. So that is a huge piece. The amethyst crystals alone, it helps bring the nervous system back into balance, the brainwave activity. Also having more of the repair brainwave activity. Also, I mentioned, you know, the meditative state, the theta wave, It's easier for us to meditate on. And the other piece is the far infrared rays. When we look at the light spectrum, it's a very tiny segment, so it's invisible light. NASA found that is the most healing of all the rays of that light spectrum. And the company actually picked up the technology from NASA, where we were sending astronauts out in space, astronauts in their 30s and 40s, and they would come back with holes in their bones. We call osteoporosis, because they no longer had to deal with gravity, put pressure on, you know, the bones, the muscles. And NASA said, we have to do something about this. So they developed a fabric to go inside the spacesuit. And when that became available, Richway picked up that technology, and it became part of one of the layers of the biomass. So that is the heat portion. And the heat actually can be regulated, which is a huge plus as compared to something like a far infrared ray sauna, where the professional biomat controller has 8 different settings, starting at 95 degrees Fahrenheit and going all the way up to the 140s. Not that your body is going to heat, you know, if I went to take your temperature, your body would not heat up to that level. But when you have a little bit of heat increasing the circulation as you're sleeping, it will help your own system. It will help your heart. So it doesn't have to work as hard, especially while you're sleeping. And it also will help the arteries, the veins, the capillaries, because we do have people that for one reason or another had developed neuropathy, where they had difficulty feeling the tips of their fingers, their feet. Oftentimes we see that with people that have received chemo, and it can be very painful. And people have used the biomat to recover from that. So that's a testimonial outside the FDA mandate. So that's another huge aspect. For infrared rays, when you bring the controller up to 122 degrees, we then look at the book, The Fourth Treatment for Medical Refugees, and what it says is that when you increase the body temperature, so the far infrared rays, when you increase the temperature from the controller, and then it will produce a pseudo fever. Small increment in your temperature. Some people don't feel it at all because the increment is so small, but at 122 degrees, which is the aim for cancer patients, it literally will tell the abnormal cells it's time to die. In medicine, we call it apoptosis. So it helps the cells remember what they're supposed to do, except cancer cells, they think they're immortal and they produce more of them. So it reminds them, you don't belong here, it's time to go. And then the organs of detoxification will do their job to, you know, get rid of them. And so, then we have normal cells.
So there's 3 aspects of the mat: the crystals, the far infrared, and the negative ions.
Right.
So, okay. And then,
yeah. So I didn't really talk about negative ions. It's nature's energizer. So think of it just rained or it just snowed, and you go outside and, wow, you know, it smells different. Like, you know, everything is more alive, and we lose negative ions to anything that's plugged in, anything electrical. So the negative ions will then come back, will be generated from the biomat, and you breathe those in, and also you absorb it through your skin. That's the third major element.
Yeah, and I love that this is probably the only, I think this is the only thing that has all 3 aspects, and they just work so well together, so harmoniously together. Now, how is this different? Oh, go ahead.
So we call it synergy. Each aspect is very powerful in and of itself, and then you put them all together, and it's more than 3. It's just amplified. So it's a synergy, you know, of these elements. And On the website, universalbiomed.com, everything is very detailed. So for those of you that, you know, want to see the construction layers, and I want to mention one more thing about the construction, in that, you know, we're very concerned about harmful electromagnetic frequency, and the company, recognizing that, although it is plugged in, you have to plug in your controller. The controller itself, made by Texas Instrument, will change the AC, which is electrical, to DC, which is battery effect, which is easier on the physical body. Just the same, the company said, you know what, we need to go one step further. So in the construction layer of the biomat, it has a layer that counteracts harmful electromagnetic frequency. And the way that some people have told me about this in their experience of the biomat, they would say, Justin, I feel like I'm in a bubble.
Yeah, absolutely. That is how it feels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people that are sensitive to energy will recognize different aspects of the mat without us even explaining that to them, but there is lots of science behind the mat.
So let's talk about, it's not a heating pad. So a lot of people think it's a heating pad, but the heat can be shut off actually, or it could be on, but it's not heating the skin, right? Can you explain what happens when the heat is on, the far infrared?
Right. Yeah. So with a heating pad, because of the way it's made, it pushes the heat in. Whereas the design of the biomat, and it's partly because of the amethyst, it is a carrier for this heat to heat inside out. So it's opposite of what a heating pad does. And partly because of the amethyst, allows it to go deep inside the body. And that's why, you know, it works so well when there's abnormal cells in the body. It kind of can find it because it goes deep 6 to 7 inches inside the body.
And then the sandwich method would be the top and the bottom. If you had one on top and one on the bottom, it's kind of fighting or getting into the body and both angles. So you're getting as deep into the body as possible. Is that the idea?
Right. Right. Yeah. And the thinking behind having the mini biomat over the belly, and typically it's below the breast area, because we have a lot of organs of detoxification. The skin is the largest visible organ of detoxification. And inside the body, we have the liver that's underneath the right side of the rib cage. And we also have the kidneys, the intestines. So those are all inside our belly. So as you put the mini mat over the belly, it takes care of the top portion. And then the large mat will access, the back portion, the kidneys that are in the back of the body. And just to mention, the only product that the mats are not meant to be folded like a taco. Like people say, well, I'll just, use the big mat to, make a sandwich out of it. You can't do that, because when the mat is heated up, you can start to destroy the integrity of those 17 layers. So that's really important.
So this was made originally for cancer care?
No, it was made for people in Asian countries to sleep on at night. That's the original design. And in 2005, when the company then introduced this new and improved amethyst biomat, at the same time, the Massage Therapy Association in California found out about these mats, and they were small. They were kind of in between the size of the mini mat and the professional mat. And they wanted 3,000 mats that would fit on their massage tables. And from 2005, the company also, although the mats are still produced in South Korea and shipped here, the main headquarters, the company that I call, you know, to place orders and so on and so forth, is located in Honolulu, Hawaii. And so I'm thinking for a minute where I was going with this. So when the mat came to the United States through the Massage Therapy Association, then it almost was like a megaphone where everybody became aware of the biomat, you know, in the United States. It came in 2005. I came on board in 2006. I was doing energy medicine. So a lot of energy healers came, you know, to use the biomat. But we also had our own massage therapists here on the East Coast, physical therapists, acupuncturists, you know, all these alternative practitioners began to want to use the biomat with their patients. And I purchased my biomat from an acupuncturist. So it then became something that we would use either as standalone. So if someone has an office where a person can use a biomat just by themselves to have the experience, because you really need to have daily use of the biomat. Like Dr. Grant was saying, 1 hour a day, every day for 3 months will reduce your stress level by 78%.
At least 1 hour.
You know, it's like for you, you know, it's introducing the biomat through the yoga studio. Mm-hmm. And other people through physical therapy or chiropractors. Some chiropractors will use the biomat to help loosen up the muscles so it's easier to adjust the clients. And then they found people that use the biomat, they're easier to adjust and they hold their adjustments longer. Same with acupuncturists. It's much easier for the person to relax and they have a deeper experience. It's easier for the practitioners to do their work when you're looking at, you know, massage, physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care. So it intensifies the session that the client is getting, but truly it is also to introduce the person to self-care, to purchase a biomat to bring in their own home.
And so if someone does have cancer, though, there's a great protocol for that, the sandwich method. But what happens? Is it heat shock proteins, I think you said, that kind of come alive and help to destroy the cells of the body, the cancer cells?
Right, right. And that is what the physician speaks of. At 122-degree heat setting on the biomat, it will give the message to the body to produce more of the specialized proteins. They're called heat shock proteins. So we have them occurring in cancer patients when the body starts to develop abnormal cells. Everything is disrupted. It's like, you know, a telephone operator, the old fashioned, you know, plug it in. It forgot, you know, what to unplug. And so it reminds the body to have more of these proteins. And it's a very specific protocol where clients will start at the lowest setting. They'll start at 95 degrees. The mini-mat starts at 104, and they'll gradually work up to 122 because someone who has cancer, they have a lot of toxins in their body, and you want to slowly help the organs get really well toned, so to speak. It's like you wouldn't start with a 5K run if you don't walk every day. It's the same thing with the biomat. So you start on the low setting and gradually work up. And gradually, I work with clients. You know, when they purchase through our team, I will speak with them, with their support system, to see how they're doing with detoxification. So someone may be able to get to 122 in a week, whereas someone who's had a core body temperature of 96, they've been hypothermic for a long time, their body's been working really hard, so their organs are really maxed out. So you don't want to push the heat too much because they'll have detoxification symptoms. They won't feel well. Could be fatigue, could be nausea, could be diarrhea. So we want, as we increase the heat, and that's only done during the day, by the way, we always sleep on the biomat on the lower setting, and that's plenty.
Or no heat at all, which is how I do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like right now, it's 105 right now in Arizona. Wow. And so at night, I would turn the biomat on without the heat. So I would get the negative ion aspect and I would get the amethyst crystal aspect. So back to the sandwich method, the person will start a session in the morning, preheating the mats, and then lay on the large mat, biopillow near their head, and then the mini across their abdomen. And they will do that for 40 minutes. And that 40 minutes is based on the book, The Fort Treatment for Medical Refugees. Within that amount of time, it will stimulate the body to produce more heat shock proteins. If you do more than 40 minutes, you're not going to have any more heat shock protein. So that level, the container is full. So if you do any more heat, you can do it, but the more heat from the biomat, the more you're going to usher out toxins. And our body is mainly made up of water, 70%. And we use water as the universal solvent to flush out these toxins. So the higher the heat, the more you want to make sure that you're well hydrated. And that's another aspect that I speak to clients that are using the sandwich method, how to monitor their hydration. And then, again, from the research this physician has done with the biomat, 10 to 12 hours later, when he monitored people's blood, he saw that the heat shock protein level started to come down. So he said, let's boost that level before sleep time. So it'll be, say someone has their first session at 8 a.m., then 10 to 12 hours later would be 8 p.m., between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. So they boost that up again. And then at night, they will only sleep on the biomat. And we talk about the comfort of the biopillow. We have a file on that, how to get comfortable with the biopillow. And they'll sleep just on the lower setting. And then if they can move up during the day, morning and evening session, to more than 122 degrees, they can do that. It's not necessary, they can, but you would only go one heat setting up at a time. And the change is always made in the morning because you don't want to make a change right before you go to sleep. So that's the sandwich method. And now we have, people of all ages doing the sandwich method. It could be because they have a family history of cancer or there's no history of cancer, but they certainly want to avoid having, these abnormal cells.
Yeah, absolutely. So during this time, we're in this time of the virus, the mat can be helpful for boosting the immunity, decreasing people's stress, maybe increasing the alkalinity in their body. What other benefits do you think would help for this time?
Yeah, as a summary, I think, that's great. Decreasing the stress level, because when the body is stressed, it's more towards acidity. And also when you think about that, the breathing changes. So the brain is not oxygenated properly. So we tend to have more fear, harder to dispel the fears. So it distresses everyone in the household. And again, we're going outside the FDA mandate there. Stimulate the immune system so it can do a better job. Support the organs of detoxification so that we don't have a buildup of toxins where the body said, I just give up. I'll be in bed for a week. Sometimes we need that.
Wow.
You know, to
And I know for us, when we've had a stressful day, as soon as we lay down, you feel that bubble just come around you and you're like, nothing can harm me right now. Nothing will get to me. I am just, it's like a replenishment, a rejuvenation that we sort of feel. So my husband and I have the professional mats side by side in bed. So we each kind of have our own. I mean, we had to work up to that, but it's definitely, we do not take it for granted. That is for sure. Every night we are super grateful for having them. So can you explain the difference between what an infrared sauna is versus the biomat? So the biomat has the three aspects, and the infrared sauna is just that one piece.
Right. And also the opportunity to gradually acclimate to the heat. You have 8 heat settings on the professional biomat. And when you look at far infrared ray saunas, they don't have all these parameters. And another aspect, most of the saunas, you walk in, sit down, and you're totally enclosed. And it's very challenging for a lot of people to do brain balancing when your neurons, the brain cells, are being heated up. The brain cells are not supposed to heat up. You know, we have the term heat stroke, and, you know, typically it's, you know, that the brain is getting too much heat and also dehydration. So that, you know, is a huge aspect where people can gradually acclimate. It's much easier to relax when you're laying down, whereas, you know, in a sauna, although, you know, some of them you can actually, you know, lay on them, it's a very different experience. Also, the brainwave activity is more challenged because, you know, you're not able to as easily get into the meditative wave and then the delta wave when you're in a sauna. So a lot of it is, you know, mainly the body. You know, it's going to push the body. Yes, you know, you will sweat. And that's a lot of times people don't sweat on the biomat until, you know, they reach like a certain level. And you don't have to sweat in order for the skin to release toxins.
Right.
So, you know, for a lot of people, it's a more comfortable experience. Many of the people that came to the biomat, especially initially, they already had a far infrared ray sauna, and many of them don't use their sauna anymore, whereas others will use a sauna during the day and then they'll use the mat at night.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough how wonderful it is to sleep on it all night, because I don't have an hour during the day to just stop and do that. So for me, it's really great to just know that. It's kind of like when you're eating your greens, you just know that if you eat them, that everything's going to be okay. If you lay on the mat, that, you know, it's doing its job while I'm sleeping for a long time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A frequently asked question is that I have when someone purchases a mat from me is, who else is in your household? Because invariably there'll be either someone living with them, whether they could have children or they could have grandchildren that are going to come and visit, or friends that will come and visit. So there are guidelines, I want to mention some contraindications that the company has that came about. I started to write indication, you know, proper indication. Just like I've developed flow charts for the hospital setting, I felt, you know, we needed to have some kind of parameters for the different heat settings. And we used that for many, many years. And then the company said, oh, no, the FDA said, you can't show that to people. So low and slow is our motto. So low heat setting, you know, don't jump to 122. Just start at 95, see how you're doing. And for children, if they can walk or they can talk, they'll know when to get on the mat and they'll know when to get off. The same with pets.
Exactly.
You know, you don't need to know what temperature setting they're going to need. And of course, you know, for a little one, like I have moms, you know, breastfeeding, they're sitting on the mini mat, they're breastfeeding with the baby in their arms. So the baby is not in direct contact with the mat, but the mom is able to relax, or she'll lay on the professional biomat on her bed, and then the baby will be on a pillow so that she can breastfeed. So a little one will know if the mat is too warm, or they'll gravitate towards the mat that's not even on, like a cat. You know, they love the heat, and as your body is on the mat, you will warm up the crystals just from your body heat. You know, especially if the crystals are colder than your own body temperature, you will warm up the mat, the crystals. So little ones, and our youngest client was 10 months old. She had second and third degree burns and was in pediatric ICU, expecting to have 6 skin grafts. And the mini mat became part of her treatment plan, where she did not use any heat, obviously, but just the negative ions sped up the cellular renewal. And that's another thing we're finding, you know, anyone who has scars, the scars start to fade because we start to get circulation in that area. The scar, you know, in medicine we say is dead tissue. Well, we're not supposed to have dead tissue. We're supposed to recover from that. So now the skin will start to, you know, rejuvenate, regenerate.
So if cells are doing one of two things every day, cells are either dying or they're new, they're regenerating. Mm-hmm. We want them to regenerate with kind of this newer aspect of just more health. Is that what's happening?
The cells absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens because everything gets reset as the body is able to get into that deep state of relaxation, more theta brainwave activity that then allows us to have more of the delta brainwave activity. And that's one thing that, you know, Dr. Grant found in that decrease in cortisol level, where the pituitary gland is going to tell the other glands in the body, hey, you're producing too much of this hormone or not enough of this hormone. Let's balance that out.
So what is the protocol? What would you say is the most common protocol for this? So obviously, if nothing's going on, 1 hour a day. And then what else would you say is the most common protocol?
Well, 1 hour a day, that's based on Dr. Grant's study. But truly, you want to have the optimum time. I had a woman that said, yeah, I don't know if that's working for me. So I said, you know, when are you using your mat? She said, well, you know, I'm using it in the middle of the day and I'm listening to GMO and I'm so upset. And I'm like, what? Hello? So you want to have a time where no disruption, no cell phone, no computer. Shut everything off in the room. So you're creating your sacred time in your sacred space. You can have calming music if you'd like, but nothing else to disrupt you. And it's much easier for us when we've had, you know, a full day's work to then recline and fall asleep, to engage a brainwave patterning, to get into meditative and then delta. Whereas in the middle of the day, you know, we start thinking, well, what else do I have on that, you know, to-do list? So it's a little harder to get into meditation, you know, to allow the body to get into meditation with the use of the biomat. So the time of the day we use the mat is important. I have a woman, she said, I can't sleep on the mat. It's so uncomfortable. She got a quantum energy pad. She said, well, I'll try it out. But her favorite time is between 3 and 4. That's her time on the biomat. Everything gets shut off, and she's a very busy woman. So again, we talk about what is the most ideal for you, and also who else in your household. Because someone may use it during the day, like kids coming home from school, stressed out. I say, have a schedule for them. I think we did that, you know, for your children, you know, when you get the biomat at home. So they wouldn't, you know, they would have a schedule and know that they would get their time on the mat, and then mom and dad sleep on the mat at night until such time as everybody has their own mat. And we have people all the way in their 90s. And some of these elderly people are telling their 40, 50-year-old children, don't wait until you have arthritis like me. You want to get your biomat now.
Exactly.
So it's interesting. Yeah. It's multi-generational.
And my kids have grown out of the little mini one, although it's, you know, half of an adult body size, you know, usually from the waist up, but they're all wanting the large mat.
So absolutely.
It's fighting over who gets what. So I guess I want to wrap it up with the reason I am doing these podcasts in the first place and wanted to have you on today is that I want to empower people. And there's this, what I study, the biopsychosocial approach, and you had called it, you know, the more holistic, are you looking at the person's, you know, all, obviously medical history, but everything else included as well. So they have this self-help care and people can take their own health into their hands where they have this alternative medicine approach. And I think that it takes, you know, a lot of different things. It's always not just one thing, right? It's like looking at all the aspects that can kind of help you and support you. And so I just really appreciate you taking your time out to talk about this map that I've had for so, it feels like I've always had it.
It's delightful to be on and knowing that your students, your audience will benefit from this call and hopefully get themselves a biomat.
Yeah, I do also believe that everyone should have one in their house. Just one can really benefit. I mean, even just having one in the studio, you know, it emits those negative ions and it just makes the space feel amazing and it can make people's homes feel that same way.
Absolutely. So everyone gets to have the benefit of the biomat.
Yeah. Even friends and family that come over.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And I will make sure to put your website in the episode notes so that they have that. And I'll also just make sure I'll mention the book that you had talked about so they can look for that.
Absolutely. And there's also lots of videos available, short videos on the website for education as well. Yeah, it's been delightful to connect with you again. Always a
yes.
pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Jocelyn.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. We do hope that you found this useful. We would love to hear from you about what you learned and if you had any questions. Ohana currently is scheduled to have an in-person classes beginning July 1st, so please be sure to make sure you check our website or are on our email list. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.